On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace, and you might want to listen to this next report while your supervisor is out of earshot. Bad bosses are getting plenty of publicity in the movie The Devil Wears Prada and on the internet, where the Labor Federation, the AFL-CIO, is running a contest. They're calling it My Bad Boss. You know the type they're talking about, the screamer, the micromanager, the saboteur. Nearly 1,300 people have already written in to tell their horror stories. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
You think you've got problems at work? Consider Andy Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada. She shows up for an interview at a fashion magazine, Runway, in a frumpy blue sweater. The boss, Miranda Priestly, is played with delicious dismissiveness by Meryl Streep.
Who are you?
My name is Andy Sachs. I recently graduated from Northwestern University.
And what are you doing here?
I came to New York to be a journalist.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Ginny Graham Scott says Priestly is a particular breed of bully boss, the demanding expert who has no use for others' opinions. Scott wrote a survival guide for working with bad bosses. She says this kind of boss thrives in the film and publishing worlds, where allowances are made for people with special talents.
If you have a boss in a creative position, or a boss where they have certain skills or expertise that is fairly unique, that the boss could get away with a lot of behavior that wouldn't be possible in a corporate environment.
If you're looking for other bosses from hell, log on to workingamerica.org and prepare to cringe or nod knowingly. There's tale after tale of bosses who come off as either nasty, arrogant, or clueless. There's the boss who got so mad at a resigning employee, he pulled the fire alarm so he could yell at his staff in the parking lot. And then there's the boss who tries to spark her salespeople by firing a stun gun behind their heads during a meeting.
I enjoy that one.
Paul Bernthal is a research consultant with Development Dimensions International, a global human resources firm. He says the lady with the stun gun is a classic case of a clueless boss.
Leaders are trying to change and trying to do something new and motivating, and they read about something in a magazine and they say, hey, I'll throw candy at people when they have a good idea, or I'll, you know, use the stun gun, and that's kind of sending a message about, I'm going to fire you up, and it seems to make sense in their head, but it's just bad judgment.
Human resource specialists say bosses are bad for many reasons. Some lack training. Others are incompetent and threatened by smarter underlings. Still others never wanted the responsibility in the first place. Bernthal calls them ghosts.
This is somebody who is more or less checked out. They delegate everything. They don't want to be involved. And they really get paralyzed by any kind of decision-making. Some people would even call them somewhat cowardly.
HR specialists say that for all the carping about bad bosses, many actually do a good job. And generally, today's workplace is a lot more collaborative than it was a few decades ago. Ginny Scott says that workers remain critical of their bosses in part because of rising standards. With the growth in MBA programs and in-house management training, employees expect more from their bosses. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.